This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله تعالى، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, the Most Merciful. We thank Him and we seek His help and aid and forgiveness. And we ask Him to protect us from the evil of ourselves and the sins that we do. Indeed, whosoever Allah guides, no one can lead astray. And whosoever Allah leads astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah alone, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His slave and messenger. The best of speech is the book of Allah, and the best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of religious matters are those that are innovated. And every religious innovation is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is misguidance, and every misguidance will be in hellfire. Amma ba'd. We quoted in the last khutbah the ayah where Allah Azza wa Jal says, سارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض. Rush and hasten and race towards a forgiveness from Allah and a Jannah, a paradise, a heaven, the width of which is the heavens and the earth combined. And part of rushing towards the forgiveness of Allah and Jannah is seizing the opportunity that will bring the forgiveness of Allah. Whenever there is a time or a place or an act that will bring the forgiveness of Allah and then consequently will bring Jannah closer to all of us, we're commanded to rush and seize that opportunity. And we are now in a season that brings such forgiveness and makes Jannah ever so closer to those who seek it. The 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. This is an opportunity that Allah Azza wa Jal grants all of us. If Allah had given you the life and extended your life and given you the health, and also importantly, a living heart, a will that you want to approach and come closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, then you thank Allah for this ni'mah. This season is for all of us who want Jannah and they want to escape hellfire. For those of us whose relationship with Allah may not be strong and they're asking themselves, how can I improve my relationship with Allah? Reignite this connection. If our relationship has become stale and lacks freshness, how do I re-energize it, find again excitement within it? If we in generally are dispirited in life and religiously, we are bored, we lack excitement, we find no purpose in life, how can I overcome that feeling so that I discover joy in this religion, in my iman, and joy in life altogether? How do I overcome my obstacles, my weaknesses? We say the good news to you and I is that this season and these types of seasons are seasons where the gates of Jannah open, and Allah Azza wa Jal are welcoming the repentance back to Him and offering those who worship Him abundant rewards for their actions. And included in all of this, an opportunity to change your life. Come to Allah Azza wa Jal yet again. Discover what we may have lost. And for those of us who are actually pursuing Allah, to discover new depths in our relationship with Him, new joy in our relationship with Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This time and the place where that ibadah takes represents, in a sense, the beginning and the end. the beginning, because when Allah Azza wa Jal tells us about the oath that He had taken from all of us, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, when Allah has taken the pledge from all of us before we were created, but our spirits were there. And He took that from the back of Adam alayhi salam, as the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells. And He spoke to us all and He said, who is your Rabb? Who is your Lord? Who will you worship? And we all testified in unison, you, Ya Allah. The believers of today and the non-believers of today, past, present and future, all of us said, you, O Allah, this happened on the plain of Arafah. That's the beginning of the oath of human journey, but it also represents the end. The end, because on the day of Arafah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood and he delivered the khutbah, and then Allah Azza wa Jal revealed, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-Islama deena. Allah says, speaking to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and everyone who decides willingly to follow, today I have completed this religion for you. And only those who practice religion will understand how much of a ni'mah this is. To have a religion that is complete, you don't need anything else beyond it and outside of it. It takes care of all of your needs. It's just only waiting for you to discover that. So to have a religion that fulfills everything that you have is a great ni'mah from Allah Azza wa Jal. Your entire happiness in this life and in hereafter is deposited in what Allah has revealed. And Allah says, and I completed my ni'mah upon you. Meaning that this day of Arafah and this season, these 10 days, are a days of ni'mah. Not only religious ni'mah, but worldly ni'mah as well. Waiting for you to ask Allah Azza wa Jal, waiting for you to enter that realm of ni'mah so that you can enjoy it. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ, I'm happy and satisfied with Islam for you as a religion. So if you think, or you still yet to discover, being happy with Islam as a religion, this is the opportunity for you to walk the path of practicing Islam and taking it seriously, so that you could feel the joy of Islam inside, not somebody else telling you that you should feel it, not somebody telling you about that sensation, but you feeling the joy of Islam inside and saying, yes, Ya Allah, as you are happy with Islam as a religion for us, I'm happy with Islam as a religion for myself and for my family. I'm happy with you being my Rabb. I'm happy with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam being my prophet. And I'm happy with this Islam in the Quran and his sunnah being my only path in life. I find no other happiness and joy except in that path. So these are special days, and Allah loves them so much that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, these are the best days of the year. Period. The best days of the year are these days. And whatever you do in them outstrips and outweighs other good deeds that are done outside of those days, even jihad for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, which represents the pinnacle of what you can do. Jeopardizing, risking your life, your well-being, your money, risking all of that. Yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you do good deeds during these days, it will be better than jihad, except one type of jihad where a person loses both his life and his money in the pursuit of the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. But barring that, it is better than all type of jihad where you come back safe. So these days and your deeds in them are the best of deeds. And so what is it that we can do in those days? First of all, and we are in Dhul-Hijjah at this moment, we started the first day. First of all, you want to have that intention inside you. That intention that I do actually want to do something in them. I don't want to leave that season empty-handed, bankrupt, pass me by, as if it's a sale season. on everything is 50%, 70% off, 90% off, and you're simply staying home, not taking advantage of that great discount. Allah is offering His own discounts. And is simply saying, just come. And just speak and say some dhikr of Allah. Pray. Simply fast. Simply give sadaqah. And it will be multiplied and multiplied and multiplied. And you will find that when you meet Allah Azza wa Jal. But there, you don't have to wait to find the consequence of that deed. You will find it in your heart. You'll find it in your iman. You'll find it in the blessings that Allah will give you in this life. You'll find it in the energy that you'll have and love to worship Allah Azza wa Jal after this season. In fact, at least you'll find the meaning of what that this season means. So what is it that we can do? In the beginning, we have an intention. Yes, I want to do something. I want Allah to bless me and bless my family and bless my children. So in the beginning, we say your salah. Your salah, salah on time. The obligations, you take care of those obligations because these will be the foundations on which you will build everything else. You can't fast and leave your salah. You can't give sadaqah and leave your salah and neglect it. Salah on time. And now if you have secured your obligations, we say you add to them the recommended salah. Even if it's not part of your habit, but the recommended salah. Before dhuhr and after dhuhr, before Friday, after Friday, you observe the sunnah of Friday, two or four rak'ahs. After maghrib, after isha, and take care especially of your witr and that sunnah of your fajr. If it's not your habit, include it in your habit. Witr and fajr sunnah. And let's add qiyam to it. And qiyam does not need to be that very long salah. Two rak'ahs that you pray after your sunnahs, two rak'ahs that you pray with the intention that this is going to be qiyam. And then witr after is enough. But it's something extra that you add. And you can add also, under the category of salah, salatul duha. Two rak'ahs at least. You can pray four, six, eight if you wish, but two rak'ahs at least. After sunrise. And you can take advantage of your days off. Saturday, Sunday, or if you're on a break, take advantage of your days off. And pray Fajr in Jama'ah. And stay in the masjid till sunrise. And then pray two rak'ahs. 10, 15 minutes after sunrise. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says he will have, the person who does that, the reward of a hijjah and umrah tamma, tamma, tamma. I mean, you'll have a reward of actually going to Mecca and performing that ibadah if you consistently do this. And this is for Allah Azza wa Jal. Make it a habit if you can afford to do this. But take advantage of this time to perfect your salah and come close to Allah Azza wa Jal on time with the sunnahs. With the wudu, proper wudu. Say, what else can I do? Fasting. And the first category of fasting is fasting the day of Arafah, which is the 9th, which is going to be a Saturday. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, simply about fasting that day is going to forgive the sins of the past and the coming year. One single day of fasting. So now we should have that intention that no matter what, bi-idhnillah azza wa jal, and it's not an obligation, but I'm going to try my very best to be among those who will fast on that day. Fasting. I'm going to speak, inshallah, independently about the day of Arafah shortly. The second category of fasting is that you can fast Monday and Thursday in addition to the day of Arafah. And the third category is to fast the entire 9 days. The 10th, of course, is Eid. So it's prohibited to fast that day and 3 days after. But from the first to the 9th, and there's a hadith describing the fasting of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that says, "Kana yasumu tis." He used to fast those 9 days. And in another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if a person fasts a single day for the sake of Allah azza wa jal, Allah will put a distance of 70 years between him and hellfire, if that day is accepted. So here, imagine if Allah were to accept one of those days, or if Allah were to accept all 9 from us. So again, it's an opportunity for us to worship Allah Azza wa Jal by fasting. The third thing that we can do is sadaqah. And the best sadaqah that you can do during the 10 is sacrificing an animal, lillah Azza wa Jal. And we do this, we're going to talk inshallah about the meaning behind it. But we do this as sadaqah. And you need to do it after Eid Salah, not before it. Pick the best animal that you can, preferably doing locally, donating some and eating some so that you and your family will witness the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In addition to this, you want to send something overseas, you can do this to catastrophe-stricken areas. You can do this so that other Muslims can also eat as you eat. But that is the best of sadaqah. But also you can be engaged in sadaqah throughout those days. Sadaqah lil-masajid. Sadaqah for those who are in need. Say, I don't have a lot of money. He said, you don't need to have a lot of money. $1 a day. But something that you do every single day so that you would be included in the dua of the angels who descend and say, Ya Allah, compensate the givers. So $1 or $5 or $10, whatever it is, with the eye at that once I pray my Eid Salah, Salatul Eid, I'm going to sacrifice lillah Azza wa Jal. And we sacrifice. Why do we sacrifice? We sacrifice to thank Allah Azza wa Jal for the ni'mas that He had given us, to feed those who are in need. And one of the beautiful meanings also behind that sacrifice is that we say to Allah Azza wa Jal, Sami'na wa ata'na. We hear and we obey. Because we remember Ibrahim alayhi salam, whom Allah told him, sacrifice your son, and he did not ask how come and why. And convince me. But since he knew that this had come from Allah Azza wa Jal, it must be good. That's faith. We today, it's fine if you want to question things you're not sure of. Question until you're convinced. But if you and when you know this is from Allah Azza wa Jal, a faith like the faith of Ibrahim knows, alayhi salam, knows that if it is from Allah, it must be good. It does not matter what I think, it must be good. And that's why he rushed to perform Allah's command. And that's why Allah Azza wa Jal sent His rahmah upon him. No, you don't need to do this. And that sacrifice remains as an annual reminder of Sami'na wa Ata'na. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُ الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه وأصلي وأسلم على رسوله محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Of the beautiful things that can be done during those days, and they go well into Eid and the 3 days after, is remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. One of the easiest thing that you can do. You don't need wudu for this. You don't need to be in the masjid for that. But whenever you remember, whenever you can, you remember Allah Azza wa Jal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ مِنَ التَّكْبِيرِ وَالتَّهْلِيلِ وَالتَّحْمِيدِ. Repeat often in them, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, and La ilaha illallah. So it is recommended, it is from the sunnah that once these days start, there is this general dhikr of Allah and general takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Or Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, kabira. Whenever you go, whenever you come into the masjid, from the masjid, into your home, outside your home, lying on bed, whenever you can, you remember Allah Azza wa Jal, and you do it also loud enough whenever it is appropriate to remind others around you, especially at home, that now these days are special. There is something special about these days. And tell you what, that when you invest And when you take it seriously, these days will become special for you. And they will become special for your family. So engaging in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal repeatedly, as much as you can, will bring barakah and enthusiasm. Because you say, yes, this is something special happening. I want to do something special. And you'll be able to do that. And some dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Yani, for instance, من قال سبحان الله وبحمده غفرت له خطاياه ولو كانت مثل زبد البحر أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. He says, if you say سبحان الله وبحمده 100 times, your sins will be forgiven even if they're like the foam of the sea. So don't, how difficult is it to say سبحان الله وبحمده in the morning and in the evening? If someone says لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير morning and evening, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that no one will come on the day of judgment having said something better than you, except someone who had said more. You'll be among the elite when Allah receives you for simply saying لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. 100 times in the morning, 100 times in the evening. And bi'idhnillah, you'll find the energy, because it's going to be even multiplied, more multiplied in these days. You'll find the energy for it. So try to start that dhikr. And connected to this dhikr, of course, is reading the Qur'an. The best of the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal is reading the Qur'an. So when you find yourself free, pick up the book of Allah Azza wa Jal and start reading the Qur'an. Start studying what it means. Start applying it. The Qur'an is the best of dhikr, and this is a time when we remember Allah Azza wa Jal. In addition to it, any other good deed that comes your way, helping others, assisting them, relieving their problems, rushing to their aid, smiling, giving the salam, gifting others food, whatever it is that you can do, whenever there's an opportunity to do something good, you try to embrace it, you try to take it. Specifically on the day of Arafah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best of dua, khayrul dua, is the dua of the day of Arafah. And the best of what I and the prophets before me has said is, la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. The day of Arafah is a day where Allah frees people from hellfire. It says that Allah la yadnu, Allah will come close to those who are standing on the plains of Arafah. He will come close to them and he will boast to the angels about them. Look at them. Why did they come here? What are they seeking? And Allah knows, but Allah is proud of them. And Allah frees more people on that day more than any other day. So that day for us is also a day of ibadah. We're going to be fasting it bi'idhnillah azza wa jal. But it's a blessed day for dua, because if the Prophet said it's the best dua, it means that dua is accepted there. So make dua, make time for you to make dua on that day for the best of the hereafter and the best of that dunya. Whatever you wish, whatever you're afraid of, whatever you need now or whatever you need in the future, deposit it in that day and say in the beginning of your dua, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Then raise your hand, say salah and salam upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then keep asking Allah azza wa jal. And it's going to be a Saturday. So bi'idhnillah, a lot of us will have time to do this. And if you can, make it for yourself and your family a full day of ibadah. Whatever you can, whatever you and them can tolerate, but do, if you can, a full day of ibadah. From Fajr Salah in the masjid, staying till sunrise, praying those two rak'ahs. And if you can spend time in the masjid, if it will help you to continue with your ibadah, stay in the masjid and continue with your ibadah. Whether it's Quran, whether it's dhikr, whether it's salah, all the way till maghrib. Or if you cannot, whatever you can from that day. But engage in that ibadah so that as they are receiving the rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His mercy, and they are being saved from hellfire, we can be included in that as well. And the best of days, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, is Yawmun Nahr, the day of Eid. So also take advantage of that day. Your salah, your udhiyah, animal sacrifice, and whatever good you do on that day, you're doing it on the best of days that Allah Azza wa Jalla loves. So your ibadah does not stop. It only has a new face. So invest in those days and ask Allah Azza wa Jal to help you, to give you the energy and the will to do what you can, the energy and the strength to do what you can, so that you could see this, the benefit of it, in your own body, in your family, in your religion, in your approach to Allah Azza wa Jal, and also for you to see it on your scale on the Day of Judgment. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bless these days for us. And from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah allow us to worship you during these days, to remember you, to fast, to pray, to give sadaqah, to read the Quran, to engage in dhikr, to stay away from haram, to repent, a sincere repentance. Give us, Ya Rabbal Alameen, the energy to drive, to continue to worship you during these days and afterwards. We ask you, Ya Rabbal Alameen, to forgive us all of our sins, the major ones and the minor ones. We ask you, Ya Rabbal Alameen, to plant firmly in our hearts your love and the love for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the love for the pious and the believers. We ask you, Ya Rabbal Alameen, to purify us from sin. We ask you, Ya Rabbal Alameen, to grant us ease in this life and in the hereafter, and to protect us from hardship in this life and in the hereafter. We ask you to grant us Jannah and everything that will bring us closest to it, and to protect us from hellfire and everything that will bring us closest to it. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونسألك الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونسألك من خير ما سألك عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن اللهم نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن اللهم نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن اللهم بارك لنا في هذه الأيام وأعنا فيها على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم أعنا فيها على الخير وباعد بيننا فيها بيننا وبين الشر وتقبل منا يا رب العالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين وأقم الصلاة.